WGIL Sports play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by
Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem.
And now, the WGIL Sports Broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with Silver Streaks Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Sterling High School, Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse here. Really, they turned it into a really, really nice facility compared to what we used to come to several years ago, and the unbelievable scoreboard. We were actually even talking about this scoreboard on the way up. We talked about it. They just installed it just before our conference game up here. Four-sided. Actually, it's four separate screens, and they show the game live up on there. Great pixelation. It's really incredibly clear. They show commercials, which I'm assuming during timeouts, assume that helps pay for it. I know there was a local car dealership, among other things, on there. So great atmosphere here, as Coach Massey said. Wish there was a few more fans, but it's what you get on a Tuesday night this far from home.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is a hike up here, which doesn't help anything.
All right, well, let's send things down to PA announcer Jeff Cedro here at Sterling.
Good evening, basketball fans. Welcome to Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse on the campus of Sterling High School and the site of the IHSA Class 3A Regional semifinal game between LaSalle Brew Cavaliers and the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Now it's time to meet tonight's starters. First, let's meet the Lady Cavaliers from LaSalle Brew High School. Number four, a 5'4 junior, Brooklyn Fisek. Number five, a 5'5 senior, Genesis Greening. Number 21, a 5'9 senior, Avery Urbanski. Number 24, a 6-foot senior, Sarah Peters. And number 25, a 5'4 senior, Angela Smutzinski. Head coach, Lady Cavaliers, Ms. Hollis Victory. And now it's time to meet the Silver Streaks from Galesburg High School. Number four, a 5'8 sophomore, Kira Kilgore. Number 10, a 5'2 senior, Grace Nelson. Number 24, a 5'7 senior, Cadence Lydick. Number 32, a 5'9 senior, Abby Linkenfelter. And number 40, a 6'1 senior, Abigail Davidson. Head coach of the Silver Streaks, Evan Massey.
It would be Cadence Lydick, but that's okay. We'll say it right anyway. All right, there you have the starting lineups. Thanks again to Jeff Cedro here at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse. Sterling postseason action ready to get underway. Boys game underway. You can find them on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. The boys' final regular season game in Western Big Six down at Quincy. I know they jumped out to an early lead 9-2 down at Quincy, so should be a good one down there. All right, stepping into the center circle for the streak, 6'1", Abby Davidson for the South Peru at 6 foot. It is, who is it? They listed her at 6 foot, but it's Sarah Peters. There we go. All right. Tip one by who are they going to say it's off of? They didn't. Neither of the officials didn't see it, so they're going to re-jump it.
I guess so.
Well,
8 seconds came off the clock somehow.
Oh, that's odd. Okay, well, something was on the floor. Also, the other official stopped. I don't know how none of the three officials saw who tapped it. Oh, his whistle broke off. That's what it was. Okay. It's all right, ready to redo it. The ball is up. Tap one by Abby Davidson. Streak start with the basketball. Grace Nelson, right wing Cadence Lydick, as LP comes out in looks like a 2-3 zone. High post it goes to Abby Lingenfelter to Abby Davidson. Right block, can't hit.
Oh, they're going to say two under the back. I don't know if I agree with
went
that.
Straight up and got her own rebound over the top of Genesis Greening, who was only 5'5", and she didn't have to make contact, but Abby Davidson gets called for the foul. All right, Streets will pick up with some full court pressure. In the backcourt, this is Brooklyn Fisek. She is their leading scorer. Out high right side, it comes to Smajinski. Back to Fisek, out high on the left side. Nice look underneath, and getting behind was that
Genesis Greening.
Greening puts it up and in, so expecting the three. Now underneath it goes quickly to Cadence Leidick. She lays it up and in. Streets get it right back. We're tied at two. I didn't even see who made the pass. That happened quickly.
It did have, the Streets got the ball up.
Oh, here's the replay. Let's see. It went from Grace. Grace Nelson on. See, that's nice to have the screen up there with the replay. All right, out near midcourt, this is Fisek in the center circle. Pass nearly went into the backcourt. Fisek carries it. They're not going
to
call that at all. I mean, literally
she came
turned
to
it
stop.
Over. Yeah, now a jump
this
ball.
Should be a travel.
Yeah, jump ball. I thought it was going to be a travel maybe, but jump ball, the possession arrow points toward LP. As who was it? It was Greening got tied up in there, and she pulled the ball away and fell to the floor. Actually took a couple steps initially. Inbounds knocked away by Cadence Leidick because they tried to get to Fisek on the left side. Now they'll inbound from further out.
Was it Brooklyn Fisek he said was the –
yeah,
Lily
Brooklyn,
Fisek.
Brooklyn, yeah, the starter, yep. 5'4 junior. So inbounding will be Smajinski from the far sideline. Oh, and Abby Davidson has picked up her second foul. He calls, but she reached around with one hand, and she probably did have the left hand on the back, but quickly, that's going to get Soraya Boyd up off the bench.
Yeah, I thought maybe it'd be Juniper, but we're going to go Soraya first.
All right, so Abby Davidson, two quick fouls, unfortunately. So Soraya Boyd, the sophomore, checks in, 5'8", a little quickness in there, and now they move Abby Lingenfelter onto Peters, and it comes to Peters out high on the left side. Now it's Fisek, drives left, down the left side, scoops one up off the glass, hit nothing but the glass. Soraya Boyd with a rebound. To Kiara Kilworth, Streaks will bring it across. Kiara on the run, stops top of the key, gets to Grace Nelson. Right wing, Cadence Leidick against the 2-3 zone. High post to Abby Lingenfelter, left wing. Kiara back to Grace out high, back to Kiara left wing. Kiara, they're looking for that post, and it's just a little bit different not having Abby Davidson. Now high low, Abby Lingenfelter, Soraya Boyd up off the glass, too strong. Rebound comes away to Greening for LP, well, you got a good look. Soraya's just got to relax when she gets down in there and get that shot up. Now, weird behind the back dribble by Fisek. A near steal by Cadence Leidick as Fisek pulls it back out. Now gets it off to Peters.
Traveling called
on Peters. I was going to say, I thought they were going to call Abby Lingenfelter for a bump, but yeah, Peters traveled before that, so the Streets get it back on the LP turnover. We're tied at 2, 6:17 to play first quarter. Grace Nelson will bring it across, right wing to Cadence Leidick. High post, right side, right elbow to Abby Lingenfelter over to Kiara Kilgore, left wing, missed the three badly. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Avery Urbanski. Gets it off to Fisek. She brings it across down the right side of the lane, got between the defenders up off the glass, came up short though. Well, she can apparently shoot the three better than she could shoot in close because her two shots in close have hit nothing but glass. Now Cadence Leidick drives in right side, splits the defenders up off the glass and in. She's got all four of the Streaks points. They lead 4-2, 5:47 to play first quarter.
Good aggressive take right there by Cadence.
Out high left side, this is Smajinski. Gets to Fisek out on the volleyball spike line working against Cadence Leidick. Gets the pick from Peters. They try to do the pick and roll. Peters able to get it from over the top. Knocked away from
ball.
Abby Lingenfelter, and it goes off of Peters' glass, and they do call it the right way.
Okay.
Going to go back to the Streaks. Great job, Abby Lingenfelter. Knocked it and went right off Peters' foot, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. Peters goes to the bench, checking in for the first time. Okay, the number 15, who is not on their roster.
I don't know how that happens in postseason.
Ooh,
off the head of Abby Lingenfelter. Now looking for the pass from Capri, and that's going to be a turnover. And right back,
now,
Kiara steals it.
It gets pushed from behind.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. And they're going to give the ball to LP. So the Streaks with two turnovers down there quickly. Bakira made the steal, got the turnover against LP, but it looked like she got pushed from behind and lost the ball out of bounds, and the official just gives it to LP. In the middle, the unknown player. Now Fisek with it. Cross midcourt in the center circle, dribbles right, gets a pick. That should be a moving screen.
Yeah, it should.
And that should have been a travel there on Fisek. Missed the easy one, and Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. Now Capri Ferguson with it. She's in for the Streaks. Kiara back to Capri. Back to Kiara, left wing. Fakes right, goes left, crosses over underneath. A reverse layup up and in. Nice move by Kiara Kilgore. 6-2 Streaks.
Kiara's great at that. She saw that the weak side of the basket had nobody at it, so she just went all the way around under the basket and got it up and in.
My goodness, whoever 15 is, she took off with the ball at midcourt. Now a steal by Abby Lingenfelter, and that she threw it away.
Jeez.
She thought Soraya was going to wait for it. Soraya was turning to go up court. There was no guard there. So, again, the teams exchanged turnovers. But whoever 15 is, she started in the center. So she took the pass, and she, like, took two steps, started running with the ball before she put it on the floor. All right, in the backcourt it goes to Greening on the inbound, working against Kira Kilgore. Top of the key it goes to the unknown player. Now Fisick. Great defense by Capri Ferguson. Knocked it away. Fisick gets it back. Fisick dribbles left, right, crosses over. She's looking to get that three, and she's not getting out. Ooh. Now a step back blocked by Kira Kilgore. Kira comes away with a rebound. And I think she double dribbled. They didn't call it. Underneath it goes to Cadence Lydick. Left block. Kicks back out to Kira. Left wing. She'll fire the three. Wow. Way off the mark. But Soraya Boyd with a weak side rebound. Kicks to Abby Lingenfelt. Free throw line. High low. Tried to go to Kira and turned it over. Five streak turnovers now.
Streaks have to get some composure here. I only have them for four. You got
okay,
five.
I got an extra one there. Okay. Fisick steps back just inside the three-point arc. Can't hit. Long rebound. Abby Lingenfelter down quarter goes to Capri. Capri underneath to Kira. Left side up off the glass and in. Great fast break by the Streaks, who now lead 8-2 and a timeout called by LaSalle Peru head coach Hollis Vickery. 3:50 to play first quarter. It's Galesburg 8, LaSalle Peru 2. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Boland's Towing and Repair is really cool.
But you fixed your car with the other guys, and you're driving, and your daughter says, I'm car sick. And the baby's crying. And a tire goes flat. The car stalls, and your old lady starts chewing your... For the love of God, make it stop! Here comes the tow truck.
All because you wanted to save a few bucks.
Trust Bolins for ASC certified repairs and peace of mind. Fixing everything but dents on Grand Avenue in Galesburg.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse in Sterling, Tom Meredith there gives the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the LaSalle Peru Cavaliers by a score of 8-2 with 3:50 to play here in the first quarter. It will be LP basketball out of the timeout. Eric was doing some research trying to find out who number 15 is. What do we got?
Last name spelled D-O-D-E, but they don't know what the first name is, and I don't know if it's pronounced Dode or Doty.
I'm going to guess Doty. We'll see. All right. Addison Duttlinger in for LP. She's got the ball on high on the right side. Top of the key it goes to Taylor Martin, also in. Now goes to Fisick. Brooklyn Fisick on the dribble. Gets a pick right side. Gets around Soraya Boyd up off the glass. Finally got one to fall. First basket for Fisick. And Fisick, that is, 8-4 streaks. Quickly back the other way. And overthrown. Capri tried to get to Alexis Edgerson and just overthrew her. Well, that is, what, five streak turnovers
yeah,
now?
Yeah, coach telling him, slow down.
Yeah, and now a bad inbound. Streaks didn't see it. Fisick able to run it down. Fisick on the dribble across midcourt. Another moving screen they didn't call on Doty. Left wing it goes to Duttlinger. Now back to the right. This is Smajinski. Smajinski stops at the right elbow, down on the right block. It goes to Doty. Puts up a five-footer, no good. Good defense by Abby Lingenfelter, and she comes away with a rebound. Just over 3 minutes to play here in quarter number one. Capri Ferguson, left wing to Kiara Kilgore. GHS boys, by the way, tied at 22 down at Quincy in the second quarter. Capri, nice back door, wide open. Kiara Kilgore up off the glass and in. Nice job, nice job by Capri. She waited for the defense to turn so they wouldn't see the pass coming underneath to Kira. She's got six to make a 10-4 streaks. Left baseline, Fisick with it, fires a long three from near the sideline, got it. Now, that's where she shines. Out there, she stepped back. Streaks didn't get a handout on her, and she was near the sideline, put it up and in. It's 10-7 now, that quickly. Alexis Edgerson, nice move, right baseline up off the glass, man. Got the inside position there and made the fake, went up and put it up and in. Nice move, Alexis Edgerson. 12-7 streaks. Now three-pointer right wing is no good by Duttlinger. And the rebound gets, I'm not sure what happened there.
She just threw it out of bounds.
Oh, they're giving, they pointed toward LP.
How?
Now the other official is going to come and talk to her and said, no, that was, yeah, that she was she laying on the floor when she threw it? Yeah, now. The, okay.
Yeah, she threw it backwards.
Okay, now he's overturned it. She's like, okay, my bad, thank you. Yeah, she was laying on the floor, just kind of threw it back over her head, right?
Yeah.
And no, there was no streaks around her.
She was falling to the floor, I think, and thought, well, I'm going to try to get rid of the basketball. And
Grace Nelson back in for the streak. She's in there with Kira Kilgore, Abby Lingenfelter, Caden Slidick, and Soraya Boyd. Abby Davins got two quick fouls here, so she's out with the two fouls, and it was traced by Soraya Boyd. Again, nice backdoor pass to Kira Kilgore. Missed the shot, though, and Soraya Boyd keeps it alive. Caden Slidek with it, right side, kicks back to Abby Lingefelter, left wing, it goes to Kiera. She'll penetrate, splits the defenders.
How did that go in?
My goodness, she was sliding behind the glass, scooped it up off the glass from the left side and got it in from behind the glass.
The amount of touch she had to put on that thing to spin that one in is insane.
Now Soraya Boyd's going to be called for I don't know. Wow, that was amazing.
She was fading towards the baseline and spun it up there with her right hand, and it hit off
the side of the backboard. Yeah, that was amazing. So 8-4 Kiera, 1:41 to play first quarter.
I don't think we're going to see it.
We've doubled them up 14-7. Inbounding right baseline is Duttlinger. Inbound comes to Doty out high. Now it's Fisek, top of the key, stops, fires a three. Missed that one badly. And the rebound's going to go off. Yeah, I think it might have gone off Soraya's foot. I know it dropped. Soraya and Grace were both there. I think they're going to say it went off of one of their feet. So it'll be Duttlinger to inbound again. And it comes to Fisek. Fisek out high right side. Underneath, got it to, who was that? Greening missed the shot. Kiera comes away with a rebound. Kiera Kilgore, they've got 5-on-4. Kiera at the top of the key.
As Greening comes from behind.
Yeah. Now Abby Lingefelter just inside the free throw line, drives down left side, scooped it up and in with a left hand. Nice move by Abby Lingefelter, thought about the free throw, made the fake, drove down the left side, laid it up and in. 16-7 streaks, 105 to play first quarter. Fisek carries the ball almost every time and got free right in between. Kiera's going to get called for
it. I don't understand what the streaks were doing there because they doubled up on her with Grace and Cadence, but they just let her bring the ball up the floor. And then when she beat them, they had two people in the backcourt and only three up front.
Yeah, and Kiera slid over and got there too late, got a hip into her, got called for the foul. The shot was up and in, so Fisek hits the shot, has a chance at the three-point play, and hits the first free throw attempted in the game.
I have to imagine that coach was wanting a trap there, and the girls just didn't trap, because otherwise that defense made no sense.
16-10 is the Galesburg lead. Left wing, Kiera Kilgore fakes right, goes baseline, picks up. Kicks out to Grace Nelson, out high on the left side. Now right wing, it goes to Caden Slidek. She fires a three, too strong. And the rebound comes out long to Taylor Martin. Streaks just not having any success from beyond the arc. And this, again, this is a different shooting background here, and it's showing early on.
Yeah, it's been difficult, but the Streaks just have to keep playing and see here if they can do it maybe with some defensive transition.
Doty hands off to Fisek out left of the center circle. She's quick with the ball, goes behind the back, kicks down to the left baseline to Martin. She fires a three, missed it. Rebound. Soraya Boyd brings it away, gives way to Grace Nelson. Grace will bring it across. 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 16-10. And coach is saying out high, so I don't know if they're going to work for one with 13 to play. Now Caden Slidek right wing with 10. Grace Nelson left wing goes to Kiera. Nearly turned it over. Now the Streaks do turn it over. The pass was a little bit off the mark to Kiera, and she lost the handle on it. Tried to save it in bounds, but it went down off the baseline. Is that six turnovers?
Yeah, well, that's going to be one of those times that Kiera has to recognize that there was no pressure on her out there. She could have just grabbed it and turned around and made a safe pass.
Fisek fires from the volleyball spike line, banked it in. Can't let her get free like that. It wasn't her normal shot. She went up off one. I guarantee she's practiced that, though.
Yes.
8 minutes gone, and after one quarter, it is Galesburg 16, LaSalle Peru 13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Knoxville Methodist Church Food Pantry, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse, Sterling, Illinois, regional opener. Tom Meredith there. Gibson Streaks lead 16-13 after one quarter. Kara Kilgore with the basketball. Streaks have it to start the second quarter. In there with Abby Lingenfelter, Caden Slidick, Capri Ferguson, Abby Davidson back in with two fouls. Nice look underneath to Abby Davidson. A little fadeaway in the paint. Up off the glass, no good. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter puts it up. Comes up short. Now a travel. Nice job tying up initially. Who was that? Can't see the number there. Is that 25? Yeah, that was Angela Smajinski, and she ripped it away from Caden Sliding, but then took a couple of steps. So the Streaks get it back on the turnover. Kara Kilgore, three-pointer, left baseline, no good. Weak side rebound up and no good by Capri Ferguson. Abby Davidson with a second rebound up off the glass and in. So Abby Davidson with her first basket. Again, two early fouls. Now she's on the board, and they get 18-13. If they can get the way they were playing, it's right wing, it goes to a three-pointer up and good by Greening.
Well, good job by Fisek to draw the defense there, but the Streaks triple-teamed Fisek when she got in the lane. You can't do that. You leave way too many players open. I would have, if Kira's thinking about it next time, you just stay with your player there and let Abby Davidson try to clean that up inside.
Abby Lingenfelter drives from the free throw line, can't hit. The rebound off the hand of Abby Davidson. I was going to say earlier, hopefully get Abby Davidson involved the way they're getting it. Doing that high-low with Kiera earlier. Now Fisek with a three out high on the right side. Missed it badly. Rebound Abby Lingenfelter.
For every one she hits, it's like the next one she takes is like horrible.
Now Kiera drives right baseline, gets pushed. There we go.
No, they're going to say she stepped out of bounds, I guess. It was clearly a push.
Wow. Wow.
So much for the freedom of movement, huh?
Yeah, I guess. All right, underneath it's a turnover as Fisek tried to go back door to Greening. That's what, seven turnovers on LP now? Or
I have them for seven, yes.
Okay. 6:38 to play here in the first half. Streaks with just an 18-16 lead now after a couple of threes by LP. One to end the quarter, one to start the quarter. And a backdoor pass. Ferguson tried to get to Kara Kilgore, way overthrew her. Kara had no chance. I don't know if Abby Davidson could have gotten that one.
Yeah, they just need to settle down. It's we're trying to hit the home run on every pass instead of making the good passes. And
now,
same returning
thing.
The favor.
Yeah, LP does the same thing, tried to go underneath as it was. And this Sarah Peters, or excuse me, Angela Smajinski, who's only 5'4", you're trying to go back door to her. Even if she would have caught that ball, Abby Davidson was right there.
Well, and Fisek keeps trying to enter the ball into the post from the spike line. Back up or bring it up and at least get your post player a chance.
Left corner, Kara Kilgore now goes, spins, pushes off, gets away with it, goes right through the middle and couldn't hit the shot. Came up short. Great move by Kara. Couldn't get the shot to fall. I think she might have been expecting more contact. She got some on the dribble. This is Greening right wing with it. Takes the top of the key, working against Kara. Out high right side, pass knocked away by Kara. And then LP will have it on the near sideline. Checking in for LP will be Avery Urbanski back in, and she will spell, let's see, Addison Duttlinger. Also, it'll be the six-footer Peters back in and Grace Nelson back in for the Streaks. She'll give Capri Ferguson a break. So the starting five back in for both teams now. This is Fisek with it out high. Now between the circles, carried it again, and they're not calling it at all.
I don't think we're going to get that any time in the future.
Well, Fisek now in the center circle with it. Then traveled that time before she took off. Now she fires a long three. Might have been partially blocked by Abby Lingenfelter. Abby gets a long rebound. Took it away from Urbanski. Now a nice bounce pass from Grace Nelson to Caden Slidick running forward. Missed a shot. Grace with a rebound put back.
Way to run the floor there by Grace.
That was a beautiful pass she made to Caden since she came up just short with a shot. 20-16 Streaks. 5:10 to play first half.
We're going to get the score of the first game in this game in the first half.
Oh, don't tell me Abby Davidson picked up her third.
No, it's Abby Lingenfelter. Abby Davidson wasn't there.
Okay. So that's the first on Abby Lingenfelter. Let's see. Five team fouls on the Streaks. I see a zero on the board for LP. And it comes to Fisek, right wing, 15-footer up, short. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter. Outlet to Grace Nelson. Grace on the run, down court to Caden Slidick. Caden stops, fires a 15-footer way short. And the rebound off the hands of Abby Davidson is going to go back the other way. Did Peters get a piece of that shot?
I don't think so. I think she tried to shoot it up over her and just shot it way too high.
2016 Streaks. You don't want to let this team hang around the way they can hit three-pointers.
Right.
4:50 to play here in the first half. Right side it goes to Greening. Right wing, this is Fisek. Underneath, knocked away by Abby Davidson. Couldn't run it down on the baseline. It'll go back to
Well, that's one of those ones where you want to say to Cadence, see your man, see the ball, because that ball got tapped back out. If Cadence had turned around, it would have gone right to her.
Alexis Edgerson checks in, and she's going to spell Cadence Leidick. 4:42 to play first half. Galesburg 20, LP 16. It will be Schmijinski to inbound from the right baseline. Right wing, it comes to Fisak. Crosses
like this
over. Yeah. Right elbow to Greening, back to Fisak, guarded by Alexis Edgerson. Crosses over and traveled. Thank you. Yeah, there you go. No doubt about that.
Drug that
call
pivot for it.
You got to call something there. I'm not going to call before she puts it on the floor.
Right.
Called it when she stopped. Grace Nelson across midcourt right side. Gives to Alexis Edgerson right wing. Swing it over to Kiera left wing. Fakes a three. Gets between the defenders. And it's
the way it went off
Kiera's left hand and then went toward the baseline. It had to have gone off of one of the LP players. I'm going to say it went off Kiera.
I don't know how that would have just slowly bounced off of Kiera.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Well, that's a streak turnover then with 4:12 to play.
Turnover two.
Wow. Kiera knocked it away. Now Fisak comes away with a Fisak top of the key. Moving screen, not called. Good defense by Alexis Edgerson. Another to Peters, and she drops the ball. Yeah. Streaks come away with it. This is Grace Nelson. Alexis Edgerson right wing. Fakes, goes baseline, leans in between the defenders, up off the glass and in. Wow, up over the 6 foot Peters. Took some contact as well. Four for Alexis Edgerson. Make a 22-16 streak.
That was a strong move by Alexis Edgerson.
Watching the replay. Good job by Alexis. All right. This is Fisak with it between the circles. Out high left side. It goes to Smijinski. Now it is Urbanski.
Travel.
She traveled.
Jeez.
What, 11 turnovers now?
Yes.
And they're
and okay, we're going to get a mask timeout. They're calling a mask timeout. There are three players on the floor with masks on.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on. If the IHSA has changed the rules, because the first game, none of the three officials were wearing them, and there was one girl from Sterling wearing it, and that was it. This game, I was going to talk about this, and since we have the long timeout, I will. It's interesting with the streaks, actually seeing some of their faces. I don't know their faces, with the exception of Abby Davidson, Abby Lingefelter, and Cadence, and Grace Nelson, because we've seen them. Saw them for a couple of years before the mask. The rest of these players we haven't seen without masks.
Right.
So it's rather interesting seeing their faces. So anyway, so the streaks lead it here by a score of, what do we have? They're showing full screen up there now.
We're 22-16.
22-16 streaks. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. Tonight we're in a beautiful pre-owned 2019 Nissan Murano SV. It's an all-wheel drive vehicle, $34,995 right now. Beautiful, beautiful one. Dark burgundy color. And you can check this one out on the lot coming up tomorrow. Really interesting. It's got the cloth seats, which are great when it's cold out compared to leather. But they're also heated,
yeah,
which is a really cool thing. I love the safety features, the backup camera. Even actually, when I was pulling into a parking spot, they have the over-the-top view on the camera in this one, so you get the view pulling in and the over-the-top, including when you're backing out as well. But if you're looking for new, they've got lots of new ones coming in, but you got to get there. You got to talk to them. Tell them what you're looking for, and they can help you out. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. Out of the timeout, Streaks basketball. Cadence Leidick, high post to Abby Lingefelter. Puts it on the floor, back to Cadence, right wing. Capri Ferguson back in. She has it near the center circle. Left wing, Kiera Kilgore. Also, Soraya Boyd in. Back to Kiera, left wing. She didn't want to take that three.
No,
she missed a couple badly. Now Kiera drives in, takes some contact up off the glass and in. That little runner she does, and able to get it up and in. She's got 10 for the game. And make it 24-16. Is 8 our biggest lead right now? Is that?
Yeah.
All right. Left baseline, three-pointer up and in and out. No good. Soraya Boyd with a rebound was at, I think, Taylor Martin that attempted that three. Kiera's got it out high left side, directing some traffic. Gives to Abby Lingefelter in the left corner. Back out to Capri Ferguson out high left side. Left corner to Kiera Kilgore. Puts it on the floor. Back out to Capri Ferguson near the volleyball spike line. To Kiera, left wing. And swings it over to Capri on the right wing.
Streaks aren't ready to shoot right now.
Back door to Kiera, left side. Backs up off the glass, too strong. Rebound comes away to Doty. And now Kiera's going to get called for her second foul. Reached over the top. Frustration, I think, on missing that shot. So she's got two. Abby Davidson with two. Abby Lingefelter with one. Okay, I'm missing one. Abby Lingefelter, one. Two. Let's see. There's
Soraya.
Four on the board. Oh, Soraya's the one I missed. Does she have one? Okay.
Yep.
That's the one I missed. All right, LP with the basketball. This is Greening. Gets to Fisick, traveled again. No call. Lost her footing. Now gets in.
They're going to call Capri for a bump. Which, if that's a bump right there, then why wasn't there a bump down at the other end when Kira went into the lane?
Well, you could even argue that on Kira's. Yeah, there were the one before that as well when Alexis went in.
Just as an update for everyone listening, that's seven fouls down the streaks, and LP has yet to be called for a foul. And we are in the second quarter, almost done with the first half.
Fisek hits the first free throw. She's shot the only free throws in the game. She's 2 for 2. 2:12 to play here in the first half. 24-17 is the streak's lead. Last count, the Galesburg boys, after being tied at 22, were down 32-24 in the second quarter. So Quincy made a bit of a run. Halftime now, and the streak's trailing the Blue Devils.
It's tough for the streaks in this game to shoot free throws when they allegedly haven't been fouled.
There's that. Fisek, second shot, missed that one. Soraya Boyd rips the rebound away.
Soraya's gotten up there for a couple rebounds now. She's looking real good going after those D boards.
Kara fakes the three left side, penetrates, gets bumped again, puts it up.
Hey, there we go.
Hey, I'll even applaud that one. Finally, a foul called on LP. Who is it going to go against? It's going to be Taylor Martin. First foul in the basketball game on LaSalle Peru, and Kira Kilgore goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 10 points in the game. First free throw attempt for the streaks on the first foul called on LaSalle Peru. I said called.
Yeah.
2:01 to play here in the second quarter. 24-17 streaks lead. First shot up and good for Kira.
It's usually a good sign for Kira when she hits the first one.
11 in the game for Kira. Second one away and good. Well, maybe that'll get her confidence back, and if she wants to fire one up from beyond the arc, she'll do it again. 26-17, now a 9 points, the biggest lead for the streaks. Fisek hands off to Duttlinger. Duttlinger, left side, gives to Doty. Travel with it. Now Fisek down the left side. Fisek took an extra step there. They didn't call the travel. Missed the shot. Rebound put back up and in by
Martin.
Who was that, Martin? So Martin with the put back. Her first basket. Right wing, Alexis Edgerson. And jumping the passing lane was Fisek. Runs down the left side, got the steal, lays it up, and missed it. Rebound got knocked away, and it's Dellinger running after. She ran it down on the baseline. Now it's Fisek with it. Now right baseline. Wide open three by Martin is good. Or no, excuse me, that was Smajinski. Doggone it.
Coach Massey calling, trying to call timeout. The officials aren't listening.
So, Coach, not happy with what happened, number one. Fisek was just sitting on that passing lane, just waiting for that one. Got the steal. So, is that 10 turnovers on us now?
It is 10 turnovers on us.
All right. So, what do we got? Less than 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Streaks now lead is down to 26-22. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, see, they're showing replays up on the board again now. Every angle of that three-pointer. All right, so what do we got left time-wise? We're at, there's up on the, above the scoreboard. 108 to play here in the half. 26-22 gives. We did have a 9-point lead at 26-17, now 26-22. Coach Massey, now a little conversation with the official as well coming out of the timeout.
Probably,
all right.
Probably asking him why there's such a wide foul disparity in this one.
When we've been the aggressor on offense.
Right.
All right, Grace Nelson back in. She'll set the offense to the high post. It goes to Abby Leofelter, right wing. It's Caden Slidek. Pulls it back out, and there's Fisek just waiting for that pass out there. Now Grace has it right at the center circle with under a minute to play.
Streaks have to recognize the over-pursuit on the guards up top, and somebody's got to take it by him into the lane. This is where you kind of like Kira at the top to dribble in, but she's off the floor right now.
Now Grace for three, right wing, missed it badly. Rebound kept alive by Abby Leofelter. Cadence Leiter comes away with a 10-footer in the lane, up and good. Cadence with six in the ball game, and it's 28-22, 33 seconds to play.
Making an early bid for that Dave Zolliby crunch time player of the game.
Now it's Duttlinger out high left side. Left wing goes to Martin. Now this is Smajinski with it. Gets to Fisek. Fisek on the dribble right side with 18. Right wing it goes to Duttlinger. Smajinski out between the circles. Now Fisek out high right side near the volleyball spike line with 10. Fisek crosses over. Inside the top of the key, left wing it goes to badly missed that one.
Oh, wow. They're going to call Soraya with a push in the back.
Oh,
I did not
goodness.
See that at all.
Wow.
On the rebound, Soraya was standing behind Duttlinger. Dullinger jumped forward to try to get that rebound. It went over her head, and they're saying that Soraya pushed her.
Wait, why are we getting a shot? Oh, because it's one bonus.
Yeah.
Wow. That's 18 fouls on the streaks, one called on LaSalle Peru. So at the free throw line is Addison Duttlinger with a chance to one bonus. High arcing shot, missed it. And the rebound, Duttlinger fouled Alexis Edgerson on the rebound. 1 second to play, Grace Nelson not even going to get a shot off. We have played one half of basketball. The good news is the streaks are in the lead. After one half, it is Galesburg 28, LaSalle Peru 22. Come back with our halftime report, talk about this one. Run down some halftime stats as well. Streaks leading 28-22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Mr. Blowhard, we're reviewing Dave's Auto Body.
Well, if they won our Ultimate 10 Stars of Excellence Award, they better be good. Let me see their file.
Oh, they're very good, Mr. B.
Just how good?
Well, a lifetime warranty.
Impressive.
They teach other body shops how to do it right.
Really?
Over 40 years of excellence, plus rapid processing technology.
Huh?
You get your car back real fast.
Oh. Perfect every time, Mr. B.
People, we have a winner.
Dave's Auto Body.
10 Stars of Excellence.
You better call Dave.
He deserved 10 stars.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care love your vision. They love them so much that if something really bad happens to your eyes after hours, one of their doctors will get up out of bed and meet you at their office to provide emergency care. It's true. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If it's an emergency related to your eye, you can skip the ER and call Kehoe Eye Care.
Your eyes are too precious to put on hold in an emergency.
So Sunday afternoon, Wednesday at midnight, the Tuesday after next at 8:30, Kehoe is there for you.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
It's tax time again. I know, right? But hang on. There's a free, easy way to file federal and state returns. This is Lon Dunn, Executive Director at United Way of Knox County, and I want to inform you about MyFreeTaxes.com. This free website from United Way can help save you hundreds on fees. It's free for federal and state preparation and e-file. Self-employed filers are eligible too. Visit MyFreeTaxes.com today.
WGIL Sports live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse, Sterling High School, the Galesburg Silver Streaks at the half. The regional opener, they lead the LaSalle Peru Cavaliers 28-22. Streaks outscored them in the first quarter 16-13 and 12-9 in the second quarter. Outfouled them 8-1 also somehow. The first game here tonight, the winner of this game will go on to the championship against the Dixon Duchesses. They just got past Sterling 29-21 was the final. In fact, it was tied at 14 at halftime, and Dixon, I guess you could say, pulled away in that fourth quarter. Early to mid fourth quarter, they started pulling away just a little bit. And, I just watching a replay there just showed, I think it was Cadence going up for a layup, and she got fouled on that one, too. There's the one by Alexis where she got bumped. The replay is great. The officials aren't seeing it, unfortunately. All right, but anyway, we're at halftime here. Now down at Quincy, Galesburg High boys in action. They trailed 32-24 at halftime. Third quarter now they're down about 39-32. We'll keep you updated on that one as much as we can here tonight. All right, so let's see. I'm trying to pull up the IHSA website to talk about what else is going on. Of course, last night, Rock Island struggled in their opener against Ottawa. In fact, I think they were down 12. In that one, it came back and held on against Ottawa. I believe it ended up 54-48 or something. It was a fairly close game. Geneseo, no problem. They blew out Streeter. That one would have been a continuous clock game, most definitely. So Rock Island and Geneseo will match up for a third time this year. They both won on their own home court. Unfortunately for Rock Island, they'll be playing on Geneseo's home court for the championship Thursday night. But that should definitely be a battle.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing is that when you see a team three times a year, you can kind of throw everything out because you just don't know how things are going to go, and that might be one of those situations over there.
Also last night, one of the big ones, it was an opening round game. Metamora had swept Morton during the conference season in the
Morton or Washington?
They swept Morton. Morton. Washington took two of three from Morton. They split in the conference, and Washington beat them at the State Farm Classic. Well, Washington The end of the regular season with a win at Metamora. Then the two teams had to play again last night in the regional opener at Metamora. Washington got the win in that one, so they'll move on to play Notre Dame, who is the top seed over there in that side of the sectional. And that also means at Peoria High, it'll be Washington and Notre Dame. Then at Peoria High, the Lions will take on Morton. So those two teams will match up for a second time. Of course, they met in our Downstate Classic earlier, and Peoria High got the win in that one. So I'm trying to take a look at some of the other games happening tonight. Let's see.
A lot of scores in just yet.
Yeah, no, I'm looking, on the IHSA website, but the ones that might matter to us, no, I'm trying to see if there's anybody we've seen.
Did you see the Geneseo score from yesterday?
Yeah, it was not a good night for Streeters.
98-21.
I do see one forfeit. This is public league teams, St. Ignatius College Prep over Chicago Solorio Academy 2-0. So that was a forfeit. I don't know if it was COVID or some other reason they decided not to play.
Another team that we saw over the regular season, Lincoln, scored 71 against Danville to win 71-27 in their regional opener. They're at Champaign Central. They'll face Champaign Centennial in their next game, who beats Champaign Central 53-39.
Up in the suburbs, I don't know if Fenwick is back, but they beat Chicago CICS Northtown 85-12 tonight.
Sounds like a pretty tough CICS school.
Yes, absolutely. All right. So we're at halftime here. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the LaSalle Peru Cavaliers 28-22. We'll take a timeout, come back, and we will talk a little bit more about this one, run down some halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
If you're struggling with weight and frustrated with dieting each and every year, Mark Patrick Seminars will be in Galesburg this Saturday from 11 to 1 at the Best Western Prairie Inn. Registration starts at 10:30. Sign up now at galesburg.info, keyword lose weight. Find out how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your weight loss goals this Saturday from 11 to 1 at the Best Western Prairie Inn. There's limited seating, so get signed up now at galesburg.info, keyword lose weight.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
28-22 Streaks lead here at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse in Sterling. Regional opener between the Streaks and the South Blue Cavaliers. Tom Meredith there, Gibson. Let's get into some halftime statistics. Derek Kovar led the way with 12 points for the Streaks. On five baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 6 points for Caden Lydick on 3 baskets. 4 for Alexis Edgerson on a couple of baskets, 2 apiece for Abby Davidson, Abby Lingefelter, and Grace Nelson, each with a basket. Streaks, no 3-pointers made, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. The big thing, Kira Kilgore, Abby Davidson, Soraya Boyd, all with 2 fouls. Soraya replaced Abby early because she got her 2 very early in the game. For LaSalle Peru, their junior guard, Brooklyn Fisek, leading the way. She's also got 12. A couple of threes, a couple of twos, and 2 for 3 from the line. But in that second quarter, she didn't hit a basket. She just had 1 for 2 from the line. But she distributed the ball well also. 5 points for Genesis Greening on a 3 and a 2. 3 for Angelus Majinski on a 3. 2 points for Taylor Martin on a basket. They hit 4 3-pointers. They were 2 for 3 from the line.
11 turnovers for LP. Streaks only turned the ball over 10 times, but the Streaks had a commanding 21-11 advantage in the board, 6-4 on the offensive board. LP shoots a lot of threes. They shot 12 of them in that first half, 13 from inside the arc. They were 4 of 13 from inside the arc, 4 of 12 from distance. Streaks, on the other hand, did most of their work from inside the arc. They were 13 of 29 from the field, only 0 of 5 from downtown.
Streaks lead 28-22 here at halftime. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, for providing our transportation to all Streaks Road games. A beautiful dark maroon 2019 pre-owned Nissan Murano SV all-wheel drive, just $34,995. is the price on this one. You'll be able to check it out on the lot there tomorrow. If you're looking pre-owned, they'll do their best to find it for you. You're looking new, they can get them. They've got a whole bunch of them coming in. The owner, Jeff Plink, showed me a list of what they got coming in. It's all coming in soon, but you just got to be ready when they get there because they're going back out fast. You know, the other great thing, a lot of dealerships are bumping up the price, taking advantage of the fact that they can. That's not happening at Galesburg Nissan. Had a couple of customers come in from St. Louis and refuse to go to the dealership down there because the price that's listed up, that's what they got it for, and took the train up from St. Louis and able to get their car and drive it home. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. LP with the basketball to start the second half. This is Fisek with it. She, during halftime, threw her mask down, but she nearly turned it over, and it does. Ball goes to the floor, and Abby Davidson comes
nice.
Away with it. Gives to Caden Slide, a good hustle by Abby. Fisek, well, like, pulled her mask off and threw it at the bench during halftime, and all the fans gave her a hand.
And a good job right there by Abby Davidson to get on the floor and rip it out. A nice job by the officials not calling the quick whistle.
Now Kiera with a reverse drive high off the glass. Missed it. Got knocked to the floor. No call. Rebound comes away to Greening. Now this is Fisek with it. Fisek between the circles to Greening out high left side. High post, it goes to Peters left wing. Urbanski with a three, no good. Rebound comes out long. Grace Nelson runs it down. Good hustle
nice
by
job, Grace.
Grace. Grace Nelson will bring it across. Right wing, Caden Slidick. Back out to Grace. Now Abby Davidson on the right wing with it. To Kiera Kilgore out high. Grace Nelson on the left wing. Grace swings it over to Abby Lingefelter, right wing. Underneath to Abby Davidson.
Go up.
Fakes, goes
go
up off the glass and got it.
Abby thought about that too much. She has the height advantage, the athleticism advantage. Just go up and go right into her and make her foul you.
30-22 streaks. 6:48 to play here in the third quarter. First basket. Now a steal by Kiera Kilgore. Knocks it in the backcourt. Kiera dove after. Now she's able to get up, run, and picks it up. Gives to Abby. Liam Filter running the floor. Left hand up off the glass and in. And the streaks with their biggest lead of the ball game. And it's Hollis Vickery calling a timeout. It's a full timeout. Streaks with the biggest lead of the game at 10. It's Galesburg 32, LaSalle Peru 22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Sick of waiting for your furniture to arrive? Menards has the furniture you need in stock. Plus, you get a free rug. That's right. Buy any upholstered living room furniture at $299 or more and get a free 5x7 area rug. That's $149.99 in savings. Need a new chair? How about a sectional, a new recliner, or loveseat? Buy one today. Get a free rug. Hurry up. Get to Menards before they're gone. In-store only while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
In the second half on what? Just a 4-0 run here. 10-point lead, 32-22, 6:38 to play third quarter. It'll be LP ball out of the timeout by Hollis Vickery. He was not happy with his team. Streaks.
If I'm Coach Massey, I would have been tempted to come out in the press right
there.
Yeah,
I thought they were going to, but
it looked like it for a second.
Yeah. So, LP will bring it the length of the court. And it'll be Fisek, Brooklyn Fisek, 5'4 junior, to set the offense. Fisek working against Caden Slida, crosses over, gets on the left side to Smajinski, back to Fisek. Fisek fakes, steps back, now goes to left baseline, and actually knocked away by Kiera.
This should be streak ball.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I was going to say, because number four, Fisek, was the one last one to touch the ball after Kiera had kicked that one out.
So good hustle by Kiera defensively, and that is the second turnover already in the second
third.
Half, third, and 14 for the game for LP. Kiera top of the key, got clothesline there, drives in and gets fouled. There we go.
Oh, there we go.
Peters got her, and that's going to put Kiera back to the free throw line. She's the only one that shot free throws for the streaks in the first half, and that was with, what, 2 minutes left?
Right.
It was on the first foul they called, and that's the second that LP's been called for. Kiera Kilgore free throw line, in and out on that one. 12 points in the game for Kiera. 5'8 sophomore for the Streaks. Second one is up and short.
Ah.
Rebound and tie up
that
by
should be a
Abby
travel,
Davidson.
Actually.
Yeah, sure. Abby Lingefelter. Yeah, should have been a travel because before they called the jump ball, whoever it was trying to rip it away from Abby Lingefelter actually moved, but fortunately the possession error points.
It was Urbanski. They never call that, but you're not allowed to travel even if you're tied up.
Inbound to Kiera, left baseline, short on the three, but she was on target, and that should go to the streaks.
Yeah.
Went off of, who was that? That was, I think that was Martin, who's in now. So the streaks will have it on the far side. Well, I hope Kira keeps shooting, because she was on target on that one, just a little bit short. Looked better than the three she took early in the game. 6 minutes to play, third quarter.
Oh, that was a good idea, bad execution. Yeah. Abby Lingenfelter turned around and saw Abby Davidson coming. She tried to bounce past it, but the bounce happened probably within 4 inches of the feet of Abby Davidson.
Yeah, it came up real strong and real high. Abby couldn't get a hold of this first streak turnover here in the second half. This is a pass stolen away by Abby Lingenfelter. That was Greening with it. Now Cadence Leidick, right wing for the streaks. Cadence on the dribble. Swing it to Abby Lingenfelter down under Abby Davidson, right side up off the glass and in.
That one just did squeak in there. Drew looked for a second like it was going to pop out.
Nice high-low, Abby Lingenfelter to Abby Davidson, 34-22, 12-point lead for the streaks, biggest of the game. Peters, left winger Bansky fires a three. That's off the mark. Rebound, Kiara Kilgore. Kiara on the run. Got one to beat, gets down the right side, lays it up, and gets fouled.
That's going to be Fisek.
So Fisek picks up her first foul of the ball game, first called. And that's going to put Kiara back in the line. She's 2 for 4, just missed two moments ago. 5:12 to play in the third. Streaks with a 34-22 lead. So Kiara back to the free throw line with two. First one is good.
Yeah, she hopefully shook it out on those last two.
Soraya Boyd's going to check back in. She'll spell Abby Davidson with 5:12 to play, 35-22, the Galesburg lead. So far, LP scoreless here in the second quarter. Second shot for Kiara, up and missed that one. Rebound, grabbed by Doty. Now Duttlinger gets it to Fisek. Fisek stops, left elbow, 15-footer, too strong. Gets her own rebound, though, on the long one. Drives down the right side, nobody cut her off, laid it up and in. 14 for Fisek, and it's 35-24. Quickly back the other way, it is Cadence Leida. Kicks out high to Grace Nelson. Back to Cadence on the right wing.
We'll get to Soraya. She was wide open.
Inside Abby Lingenfelter. Abby should have taken the shot. She tried to go high low to Soraya that time. Went right into the hands of, who was that?
Now they're going to call Abby with the hold, I think.
Doty. What?
Yeah, going for the basketball.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So that's two on Abby Lingenfelter now. So we'll go back the other way. So, yeah, she wanted to go high low to Soraya, but that time the defense kind of dropped back. She kind of threw it right into the hands there. This is Fisek, his way to Duttlinger. Pass knocked away by Kiara. Top of the key from Martin, knocked out of bounds and go to the far sideline. Capri Ferguson, Alexis Edgerson back in. They'll replace Grace Nelson and Cadence Leidick. 4:35 to play third quarter. Galesburg with an 11-point lead, 35-24. It'll be Smajinski to inbound. In the backcourt it goes
she
to Fisek. I thought she did. I don't know. The official didn't see it if she did because it went into the backcourt. Fisek goes between the legs, lost control, got it back, and nearly took off the head of Doty. She tried to catch the pass. It went by too fast, but she wasn't the intended target. Now there's a little extra step by Fisek, and she lays it up and in.
The alleged Euro step.
Yeah. She's got 16. Now it's 35-26. Again, you don't want to let this team hang close, because if they start hitting threes, you can be in some trouble. Kiara Kilgore, the feed from Abby Lingenfelter. Left hand, left side, up off the glass and in. First basket of the second half by Kiara. She's got 15, make it 37-26, back to an 11-point lead, under four to play, third quarter. Fisek on the dribble on high right side. That's a moving screen again, not called by Doty. Duttlinger, left baseline, cut off by Soraya Boyd. Good defense by Soraya. Now down low goes to Doty, and she's in the paint, no call. Now they get it to Duttlinger. She lays it up and in.
Scoring is picking up now.
Her first pass, and now the streak turnover. Capri, I don't know if she thought Kiara was going baseline, but she had stopped on the wing, and Kiara tried to lead her. Now Coach Massey calls a timeout. Oh, no, it's a mask timeout with no mask. 3:35 to play here in the third quarter. It is Galesburg. What was the score? Now, they go full screen on at the break, so there's no there's 3:35 left. And what were we, 37-26? Was that what it was? Here we go. They're showing a replay.
It's 37-28.
All right, we'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
3:35 to play here in the third quarter from Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse in Sterling. Regional opener for the Galesburg Silver Streaks against the LaSalle Peru Cavaliers. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along with us here tonight. And it will be LaSalle Peru basketball out of the timeout. 37-28, the Streaks lead is 9 now. They were up by as many as 12. All right, Fisek to set the offense for LaSalle Peru. Caden Slidick back in, as is Abby Davis and Abby Ling in front of Grace Nelson. And a steal by Kiara Kilgore. Kiara down the left side, lays it up left-handed in.
Taking a page out of Fisek's book right there. She waited, saw the play coming, and just jumped the passing lane.
17 for Kiara, make it 39-28. Right wing, three-pointer up and good by Fisek. We're going to go for a battle. Who's going to score, do the scoring? I'll go with Kiara on that one.
Yeah.
Caden Slidick with us, swings it to Kiara on the left wing. Kiara, nice backdoor pass to Caden Slidick up off the glass short, but she's fouled from behind by Schmidzinski. That's going to be her first foul, and that'll put Caden Slidick at the free throw line with two shots. Caden's with 6 points in the game. It'll be her. She'll be the only other Streaks to bend to the free throw line besides Kiara Kilgore here tonight. So 2:58 to play here in the third quarter. First for Kiara is up, or Caden's is up and good. 7 in the ball game for the senior Streak. Caden sides a second. It's up and too strong. Abby Davis with the rebound.
That should have got fouled.
Oh, my goodness. It said they got the ball. Nobody was tall enough to get on top of the ball on that shot. Ooh. My goodness. Wow. So Abby did what we – and now they're going to call a push on Caden's side. You got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. Wow. I don't know how you can not call that down there. There's nobody out there that's going to block Abby. What we always talk about, she goes straight up. She did.
Right.
And no call on it. Now the inbound goes into the backcourt, and
she stepped on the sideline.
The official wasn't even looking. Coach Massey was standing right there and pointed at it. Fisek on the dribble left side, left baseline. It goes to Smajinski. Now it is Dudlinger. Nice bounce to Doty down on the left baseline. Puts it up and in. 40-33, 2.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Caden Slidick with the right side. Gives to Grace Nelson. Abby Lingenfelter at the free throw line. To Kiara, left wing. Ball gets knocked away by Dudlinger, and it'll go back to the Streets on the far sideline with 2:20 to play. Can't believe the exchange on those. Now Kiara with the drive and gets knocked to the floor. No call. Now a tie-up between Abby Davidson and Smajinski, and the possession arrow points toward the Streets.
I thought we already had one this quarter.
Yeah, I thought so too.
We'll take it.
Back in is Genesis Greening, and she replaces Smajinski. Grace Nelson inbound from the left baseline. Streaks lead 40-33. Abby Davidson was wide open, didn't see her. Got to Kiara on the right baseline. She penetrates and gets pushed. Thank you.
Wow.
That's going to go against Fisek. Not much of a foul there, but we'll take it.
It might go against, was it Fisek or Green?
Yeah, Fisek was the only one there. Okay. I thought, yeah. So she gets picked
that's
up
her second
foul. So now Abby Davidson's going to inbound. That's a little bit different. And now looking for help and finally bounces for Kiara. She gets knocked to the floor.
And that's going to be a foul on Martin. That'll be her second.
So Kiara back to the free throw line. Hopefully she can get that to get it open back up. She's only 1-for-4 here in the second half after hitting 2-for-2 in the first half. She's got 17 in the game, 2:11 to play here in the third. First one up. Yeah. Uses a lot of rim but can't get it to
left
fall.
Left it short.
40-33, Streaks lead, 2:11 to play. What's the official asking about?
I don't know. Something Coach Massey looked like brought to she's going to get two again, so there must have been a free throw violation.
Okay. So this is the first shot then, and that one's good. That helps. Okay. So three to make two like they used to do in the NBA.
Yeah.
Kiara hits both. Well, got that first one out of the way, then made two. 42-33, back to a 9-point lead, 2:08 to play in the quarter. Fisek on the dribble, inside the top of the key, gives way to Dudlinger down the right side. Nice dishing into Doty. Missed the shot, though.
Travel.
Yeah,
she went to the floor.
Yeah, came down to the floor and traveled with it.
So wow.
That'll be a turnover on.
I don't think they were going to call that at
yeah,
first.
Yeah, kind of a slow whistle when she came down with it.
17 turnovers now for LP.
Yeah. Sierra with it, left wing. Grace Nelson, top of the key. Free throw line to Abby Leofelter. Drives right side, gets to Cadence. Now Grace, three-pointer on high right side. Banks it in. Hey, you'll take it. Anyway, it goes in. That's five for Grace. And it's back to the equal the biggest lead at 12-45-33. A minute 30 to play here in the third. Right wing, Dettlinger fires a high arcing three-pointer. Made it. She's going to be a good player. She's just a sophomore. She hustles. She's got five all here in the third quarter. Quickly back the other way. Cadence lighting
and
the
one. Defense.
Gets fouled by Doty. Cadence takes the contact, puts it up and in, and she will go to the free throw line with a chance at the traditional three-point play.
We're going to get as many points in this game as or in this quarter as we're scored in the first game.
Cadence missed the free throw too strong. Dettlinger with the rebound. Gets to Fischek and fires a three uncontested out high right side. Missed it, though. Dettlinger in there for the rebound. Gets it to Greening. She'll bring it back out to Dettlinger in the left corner. Fires a three. High arcing shot is good. Wow, that barely even made the net move. That was such a high arcer. And that's back-to-back threes for Dettlinger. She's got eight, and the Streaks turn it over. Too high of a pass to Cadence Lyda. Couldn't get the hands on it. Now it's 47-39, 58.1 to play in the quarter. And the Streaks with the turnover.
Too many looping passes again for the Streaks. You got to throw those line drives so it's easier to catch.
55 seconds to play in the quarter. Fischek cross midcourt right side, down the right side lane. Dribbled it off her own foot, and it's going to go back to the Streaks.
18 turnovers now for LP.
51 for the Streaks. Capri Ferguson in, Alexis Edgerson as well. Capri will bring it across in the center circle. Out high right side, Alexis Edgerson back to Capri Ferguson. Now Alexis has it right side. Capri, left wing, Kiera fakes the three. They jumped out on her. That's I can't believe they're doing that because she'll drive right past him like she just did that time. Splits the defenders up off the glass. Came up short, though. Doty with the rebound. Good move by Kiera. Couldn't get the shot to fall.
Yeah, Coach Vickery kept yelling, stay down, quit going for her shot fakes.
This is Greening with it, looking for help with 19 seconds play. Now a great hustle by Abby Lingefelter. And now the ball goes to four. Capri Ferguson got knocked down, no call, going after the loose ball. My goodness.
What got lost on that play, Tom, was the defense of Alexis Edgerson on D6. She was glued to her, so they couldn't get the ball to her. They wanted to go to her more than anything, and Alexis was glued to her.
11 to play. This is Martin.
Still glued to her.
Now a steal by Kiera Kilgore. Now Alexis Edgerson comes away with it with five. Alexis lays it up right side. Missed it, though. Now Kiera fights for the rebound up off the glass. Missed it. And now at the buzzer, Kiera comes down with a rebound and shit her head on the floor. Getting up. No, she's up. She's all right. Well, third quarter comes to an end. 47-39, is that right?
47-39, yes.
All right. Three quarters in the book. Streaks with the lead still. We've got 8 minutes to play in the regional opener to see who goes home for the season. It's Galesburg 47, Sterling 39. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Need a little help marketing your home? How about pictures on a well-known website and radio commercials to boot when you list your property with Galesburg.info? Get us pictures of the property and pay a one-time fee of $150. Learn more at Galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Sterling High School. My goodness. All right. Well, LP had the basketball to start the fourth quarter, and they call a quick timeout as Dettlinger got the ball down on the right block after a block shot by Abby Davidson.
Which Doty had caught the ball, ran three steps to the basket, put it up, and then Abby blocked it.
So Doty, Dettlinger came down with a rebound, had her foot in the paint. She's faking back and forth. She hooked around. Was it Abby Lingefelter?
Yeah, and threw it, tried to throw her to the ground.
Yeah, and then she was in the paint the whole time, and then finally Coach Vickery got the timeout. All right, fourth quarter underway. So wow. The first game here tonight, Dixon defeated Sterling 29-21. Our score in the third quarter was Galesburg 19, LP 17. So we nearly outscored them for the whole game in that third quarter. Streaks lead 47-39. LP ball, Detlinger to inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Doty out high on the right side. And, near steal by Caden Slidek. Doty able to get it back. Now Fischek with it. Flips outside to a Greening.
Carried it.
Detlinger.
Detlinger got caught on her hip and then put the ball back down on the ground.
Fischek on the dribble. Nearly lost it. Gets to Detlinger. Right elbow goes to the left baseline to Martin. Oof. Back out to Fischek. Fischek on the dribble. Takes a lot of time, a lot of movement. Now Steph backfires a three. Good. Fischek with 22 in the game, and now it's 47-42. Kiera with a drive. Runner-up and no good. Rebound comes down to Detlinger down in the left corner. Don't foul her, Kiera. Now gets it off to Martin. Now this is Fischek with it. Fischek fires another long three. Missed that one badly. Again, like you said, Eric, one looks great. Next one doesn't look good. Abby Davidson with a rebound. Now Capri Ferguson walks across for the streak. 6:44 to play, 47-42 streaks. Right wing, it is Caden Slidek out high. Capri Ferguson. Left wing, it goes to Kiera. Now it's Cadence out between the circles, out high right side to Capri. Swing it over to Kiera. Left baseline, gets it down the left block to Abby Davidson, up off the glass and in. There you go.
That's a strong move, too. That's what you want from Abby. Strong move. She put the ball on the floor and went right to the rim.
Eight for Abby Davidson, 49-42 streak, 6:17 to play. Fischek down the left side of the lane, missed the shot, and rebound off the hands of Abby Davidson. Capri Ferguson runs it down. Capri, three-on-one break. Now to Kiera, running down the left side, switches to the right, up off the glass.
It should have been an and-one.
Yeah. Kiera lays it up and in, quickly back the other way, 51-42. Fischek with it, under 6 minutes to play. Fischek out high on the right side.
What? Oh.
Fischek just, like, stepped toward Kiera. They called Cadence. They called Cadence for a push. That's her first. Wow. I don't know. All right. So it'll be Detlinger to inbound from the far sideline in the backcourt to Fischek. Fischek crosses over. Brings it back out between the circles. Right wing pass tipped by Cadence. Now Kiera with it. Kiera down the left side. Bounces to Cadence right side. Lays it up and good. Great fast break. Kiera to Cadence. And make it 53-42, 11-point lead for the Streaks. 5:35 to play. Fischek on the dribble. Good defense by Cadence again. Fischek between the circles. Now right side. She's just going to go. Now throws an elbow at Cadence and gets it to the left corner. Now it's back to Fischek on the left wing with 5:20 to play. Back out to Fischek near midcourt on the left side in front of the scorer's table. Fischek crosses over again. Behind the back this time. Pushes off. Steps back for the three. Missed it. Rebound comes out long to Capri. And Capri's going to take it all the way down the right side herself. Lays it up and in. Capri Ferguson coast to coast on that one. Her first basket. And it's 55-42. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Streaks. Under 5 minutes to play. Fischek with it. Dribbles left. Down the left side of the lane. Traveled. Thank you. There we go. Finally.
About time.
Alexis Edgerson will check back in. She'll give Cadence Leidick a break. Cadence and Alexis, I'll tell you what, Garden Fischek, they've done a great job here. I mean, she's got 22 points, but you're not going to stop all those threes, but they've done a really great job on her. Now Abby Davidson will get a break. Soraya Boyd back in. 4:46 to play. 55-42 is the Streak's lead. Capri Ferguson will bring it across right side to Alexis Edgerson on the right wing. Swing it to Kiera left side. Back to Capri, top of the key. Fires a long three straight on, bounces off, no good. And
who we got a push on? Oh, the Streaks are going to get the benefit of this one.
I'm going to say Soraya got pushed, I guess. It's going to go against Martin. That's her third foul.
It's going to be a one-on-one. Who's shooting, Soraya?
I guess it's Soraya. That's what I thought. She's the one going up for the rebound. So Soraya Boyd goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Could get her first point of the night. 4:31 to play. Streaks lead 55-42. First shot for Soraya, in and out, no good. Rebound knocked away. Good job. Abby Leopold knocked it away briefly from Smajinski, but then Smajinski still got some fingertips on it, and as it went out of bounds, it'll go back to the Streaks. Capri Ferguson to inbound. free, looking, finally gets in it. Abby Lienfelter down the line, got it and one. And the foul is going to go against, Greening, I believe.
Well, nice I'll tell you job. What, I'm sure the LP crowd wasn't very happy about that call because they've let that minimal contact go all night long and then called it right there. But the Streaks will gladly take the foul.
Free throw for Abby Lingenfelter is up and good. She's got seven, and it's 58-42 Streaks, and LP didn't have anybody inbound the ball. Finally, Duttlinger ran down there and took care of it. Now it's Fischek with it. Crosses over into the paint, kicks out to the left corner. Now high goes to Duttlinger. She'll penetrate, scoops up the shot. Then Soraya. Yeah, Soraya's going to get called for the foul.
So that was one of those situations where Soraya jumped too early. Once she left her feet, it was easy for Duttlinger just to go into her.
So that's the third on Soraya. That's going to put Addison Duttlinger at the free throw line. She's got 8 points. All those came in the third quarter, including a couple of threes. High arcing shot. Missed that free throw.
Well, at least she shoots free throws like she shoots three-pointers.
So they'll have her back next year. She didn't start, but she's probably better than who started in front of her, I would say. She's just a sophomore. Let's see. Fisek will be back. She's just a junior. Let's see. Second shot is up and good for Duttlinger. 58-43 Streaks, 4:15 to play in the ball game. Free Ferguson gives to Kiara Kilgore on high left side. Kiara on the dribble. Penetrates, splits the defenders. A little extra Euro step. Nope, they're going to call the travel.
Yeah. I just want that call both ways is all I'm going to say. Yep. I don't necessarily disagree with it, but they allowed
so
the Euro
times.
Steps
yeah.
on for Fischek all night down here.
4:04 to play. Fischek on the dribble. She goes behind the back. She just kind of throws it and then turns around and looks for it. It's kind of weird. Free throw line, Peters. Just wanted to get rid of it. Now a steal by Kiara. Kiara Kilgore down the left side. Stops, puts it up off the glass. Got it in one. Good job. Again, we talked about Kiara. She knows the defender's coming. Rather than just go up, she stops, goes up and draws the contact, puts it up and in, and she will go to the free throw line. Duttlinger with the foul. That is her first. And Kiara with a chance at the three-point play.
Oh,
and a mass timeout. Yeah, Coach Massey asked for it. All right. 3:50 to play in the ball game. It's Galesburg 60, LaSalle Peru 43. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL. Come out for Critter Cove's Music Trivia Night, Saturday, February 26th, from 5:30 to 10 at Big Cats in Knoxville. $10 per person, 8 to 10 people per team, plus 50-50 drawing, bake sale, raffle items, and more. All proceeds help save injured and orphaned wildlife. Find out how to pre-register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
3:50 to play in the ball game. Biggest lead for the Streaks at, 60-43? I believe that's right. All right. So, out of the timeout here, Kilgore at the free throw line, waiting to try to complete the traditional three-point play after the basket and the foul on Duttlinger. So, Kiara, shot is up, and it is good. So, Kiara with 24, so two more than Fischek. 61-43 Streaks.
And we're going to get a foul on Kiara. She was staying with Duttlinger, and Peters tried to throw a screen and then went to the floor when Kiara hit her. So
that's three on Kiara. 3:44 to play, 61-43 Streaks. Inbounding on the left baseline is Smijinski. Here comes to Fischek on the left wing. She went between her legs except from behind. She had to look down to find the ball again. It's really odd. Duttlinger now fires a 70-footer left wing. Air ball that one. Peters saved it inbounds. Run down in the left corner by Smijinski. Now a three-pointer by Martin. Left side is no good. Rebound run down by Martin in the left corner. Gets it to Smijinski. Steps back. She fires a three. Missed that one. And the rebound comes out long. Duttlinger knocked it away from Abby Lingenfelter right in front of the official, and they're going to give it to LP. I don't know how. It was literally, he was standing right there. We can see it from here, and he was standing right on top of it. Inbound comes to Fischek. She's got it right side, steps back, and good defense again by Cadence Leidick. Martin with it, back to Fischek out near midcourt. Fischek dribbles left on the left side of the lane. Shot blocked by Abby Davidson. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. Capri Ferguson with it. 3 minutes to play in the ballgame. 61-43 Streaks. Left wing, Kiara Kilgore. hangs on now. Bounces out left to the center circle to Capri. High post it goes to Abby Lingenfelter. Gets bumped. No call. They're hanging on to her. No call.
Nice.
Abby Lingenfelter dumps it down left block to Kira Kilgore. She lays it up and in. She's got 26, and it's 63-43. 20-point lead for the Streaks. 2:40 to play. Fischek, long three from out high. In and out, no good. Abby Lingenfelter with another rebound.
That's 11.
Now Capri will bring it up with 2.5 minutes to play. And it's gotten really quiet, hasn't it?
Coach Vickery is going to concede this one, so I'm sure Coach Manson, when he realizes it, bring in the bench himself.
Kiera on high left side. Yeah, Streaks are going to hang on to it. Now let him come out and guard and try to foul. Now Capri with it. Top of the key, Abby Lingenfelter, and Fischek not giving up. Now Cadence with it.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I'd rather see that than the inverse.
Yeah. Oh. No, Streaks turn it over, though. This is Martin down the right side. Spins, puts shot up, missed it. Rebound is going to go. Oh, Duttlinger fighting for it with Abby Lingenfelter. They're going to say it went off of Abby last. All right.
Well, I guess this isn't the bench. These are all players that
starters,
played.
Yeah. And then I guess Ava Moriarty is the only one who hadn't been in of the three that just came in.
Fischek came off the floor, so that should be the.
Less than two to play. A near steal by Cadence. Moriarty with it on the right wing. Now high post, Peters dribbles left. Left wing goes to Urbanski. Now it is Greening top of the key right side. Moriarty with a long three, missed it. And a rebound, Abby Lingenfelter. Abby. And threw it right between. She had Cadence going to the basket. Kara was behind her, and she threw it right between
just
the two.
Just air-miled that one.
Yeah. So the Streaks turn it over with 1:32 to play. Quickly down the other way. Ball knocked away by Capri. Greening gets it back. Now a steal by Kiera. Kiera Kilgore on the run. Down the right side of the lane. Gets knocked away. She gets knocked to the floor. And they're going to give it back to the Streaks, which I don't know how it can go back to them. Because it obviously went off of Kiera, but they didn't call the foul. So now Coach Massey's going to clear the bench. And the Streak faithful here give them a standing ovation. 1:18 to play. Galesburg with a 20-point lead. 63-43. They're going to move on to a Thursday night matchup against the two-seed Dixon Duchesses, who beat Sterling tonight 29-21. All right, Addie McLaughlin to inbound. And it comes to Antonia Kistler, five-footer up and no good. Rebound, Juniper Schwartzman kicks out to Lily Clark. Lily pulls back out, right wing. Inside the Juniper, posted up, turns, a little baby hook, no good. And the rebound comes away to Smajinski for LP with a minute to play. Right wing Urbanski, now it's Moriarty. Back to Urbanski, right baseline, fires a three. That's way short, rebound. Addie McLaughlin for the Streaks. 49 seconds to play. Addie with it out near midcourt. Free throw line. Kayla Pendergast, right wing. Lily Clark tried to bounce inside for Juniper Schwartzman. It's knocked away and stolen. 38 seconds to play. Near steal by Antonia Kistler. Gets knocked away. Peters gets it right wing to Moriarty. She'll fire the three. They just keep firing them up. And a rebound, Addie McLaughlin. 24 seconds to play. Addie across midcourt, right of the center circle. Now top of the key, stops, and Coach Massey calls timeout to put some more subs in. And we got Julia Robinson coming in, Addison Peck as well. Addie McLaughlin and Antonio Kissel will go to the bench with 17.8 to play. Kayla Pendergast to inbound. And it comes to Julia Robinson. 15 seconds to play. Kayla Pendergast, left wing. Now Julia Robinson, left baseline. Kayla Pendergast fires the three. Missed it. Oh, went behind the glass on that one.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that.
She's laughing
ever.
A little bit.
Hit the standard behind right. The basket.
That's all right. 5.4 to play. Well, the Streaks are going to win it here tonight and move on to the regional championship game.
Oh, Chuck from half court.
1 second to play. Rebound came down to Julia Robinson. Final score, Galesburg 63, LaSalle Peru 43. Come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our post-game stats. Name of day's auto by crunch time player of the game as well. Streaks win at 63-43. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
WGIL Sports play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on the Laser has been brought to you in part by
Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty.
WGIL Sports, proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Spotter 1 to Spotter 2, come in, Spotter 2.
Spotter 1, go.
Spotter 2, across the street at about 3 o'clock, we got a button.
Negative, Spotter 1, that's a mustard stain, stand down.
It was yellow on black, just like our button, Spotter 2, my bad.
Just shake it off and keep your eyes peeled.
Spotter 2, coming at you in the red coat, resting frown face.
Got it, bring the cash, Spotter 1, and let's help turn that frown upside down.
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Arby's, North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
I prefer dark hair, must be cute and have a good personality, enjoys long walks and snuggling. Ooh, this is getting good.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You were snooping on my computer.
Me? No. Yes, I was snooping.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center. Okay, you got me. I haven't had very good luck locally, so I thought I'd try looking online.
There's nothing wrong with that. Heck, if I was in the market for one, that's what I'd do.
You would?
Sure. That way you can find the one that's just the right fit for you.
Kind of like choosing the right shop to have your car repaired after an accident. Here at Bates, we handle all the paperwork and keep you in contact with your insurance company throughout the entire repair process.
We can set up towing and rental car if you need it and get your car back to you as quickly as possible with a factory perfect repair guaranteed.
Here, you can help me finish my profile. I don't like slobbers, but if he's not housebroken, I can train.
What kind of a date are you looking for?
I'm buying a new puppy.
I knew that.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. WGIL Sports coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse in Sterling, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks win the regional opener. They move on to the championship game. They defeat the LaSalle Peru Cavaliers 63-43. Is the final score as they pick up the win here tonight over LP. Hard-fought win, Eric, and you know we knew they were going to have to come out and play, and we said it a few times during the game. It's like you don't want to let this team hang around because they can hit threes in a flurry. They didn't really necessarily do that. I think they had a couple of times, but you just never know with a team like that if they're hitting well. And the Streaks just did a really good job in getting this into more of an up-tempo game. And that's not the way that they like to play. So the Streaks come out with a win, 63-43, the final score, 22nd win of the season. And LP ends their season with a record of 18-11. So we'll move to a championship game Thursday night against Dixon. Now, you don't want to sleep on this Dixon team. Obviously, they've got a whole bunch of wins. And they had some fairly close games with some decent teams. They really struggled, though, here at home against Sterling. Yeah. But what the Streaks are going to need to do, a lot like what they did tonight, Dixon likes to play very slow basketball, so the Streaks need to get it kind of up-tempo the way they did here tonight.
Yeah, no, not only that, but watching that Dixon game, they really just kind of muck it up. They're one of those teams that they're going to get into you, and, you know, we had some concern early on in that first half. What was the foul count, like 9-2 or something like that?
I think it ended up 8-1.
8-1.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the Streaks kept their composure. That was a crucial time period. The Streaks could have really let this thing slide backwards if they hadn't been able to keep their composure. But a great job by the Streaks keeping their composure. And, you know, then in the second half, you knew what to expect, and they just came out and played their game at that point.
All right, Streaks head coach Evan Massey making his way up here toward our broadcast position. Streaks win it again, 63-43 is the final score. Our post-game coach's interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, congratulations on the win. You're able to push it to, I think, a tempo of game that they didn't want to see. You really, and just defensively, my goodness. I mean, the FISA girl had 22, but you talk about having to work for your points. She really had to work. Cadence and Alexis just did an amazing job on her.
They certainly did, and I think
we as coaches misjudged how exhausting it was going to be. And early in the game had Cadence on her for a long time and Capri on her for a long time. And I think it just knocked both of them out for a while. And so we had to, in the second half, we ended up just had Alexis and Cadence rotate on them. And, yeah, I thought what then happened was we made it just hard enough for her to get it that then we had some situations where, you know, Key got out, Capri got out in some passing lanes, and we got some turnovers.
Yeah, I mean, just a really nice job again, pushed it more, forced some up-tempo. And I think, well, the other thing, I think she was probably so exhausted from the great defense between the two of them on her that it was, you know, she was having trouble getting shots up. In fact, she had the 1-3 in the fourth quarter, but didn't get too many shots up, and even and some of them missed badly at that point, too.
Yeah, and they're a scary team because, yeah. You know, the number of threes they take that, you know, it seemed like in the second and third quarter, it was like, whenever we'd get a little bit of a lead, they'd pop in a couple threes, and here we are back, a six-point game and stuff. But, happy for the girls. And yeah. The thing that's neat is they were so excited. And I think sometimes it becomes business-like. And I thought tonight, you know, the win, I think they appreciated the significance that it was a good win and it was a positive.
Yeah, fought through some adversity in the first half. I mean, the foul count was like, I think, 8-1. Taking a lot of contact, but I one thing I really appreciated, I don't care who it was going to the basket, kind of knowing they were going to take contact, still getting the basket, getting the ball up and in and putting it in no matter who it was down there.
Yeah, I mean, this was a very well-officiated game, I thought, and, you know, both ways with things. And I thought, you know, compared to some games we've had during the season where they let it just be physical, and you're not sure when it's a foul or not, I think these guys ended up with their, how they called the game, that the kids appreciated it because I think they began to realize, you know, what's a foul and what's not a foul.
Yeah, which is sometimes hard to do. You just like the consistency. All right, well, we saw Dixon struggle with Sterling here tonight. We know they're a better team than what they show, but we were just talking before you got up here that's another game. You're probably going to want to get up more up-tempo than the way they like to play.
Well, I don't know that I think with them, they're really good defensively. They throw man, they throw 2-3, they throw 1-2-2 trap at you, and so it's a headache, you know, playing their defense with things. And then offensively, they've got three really nice post players and stuff. So we'll have our hands full.
Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. We'll talk to you Thursday back here.
Okay, thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Streaks went to 63-43, the final score. By the way, the boys did fall tonight in their game down at Quincy. 65-57 was the final. That's their final regular season game. So they fall in that one tonight, and they'll open up postseason play down at Limestone coming up next Tuesday night, I believe, is when they play.
I believe you're right.
All right, Streaks win it here tonight. 63-43 was the final score. We'll come back and run down some post-game stats. We'll have our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up in a bit as well. Streaks win it 63-43. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com. to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Musgrove Fieldhouse and Sterling. Streaks won it here tonight, 63-43 over the LaSalle Peru Cavaliers. Let's start with some post-game statistics. By the way, they'll move on to a Thursday night regional championship against the Dixon Duchesses. They defeated Sterling here tonight. 29-21 was the final on that one. All right. Streets led in scoring by Kiara Kilgore. 10 baskets, all two-pointers, 6 for 9 from the free throw line, 26 points. Also in double figures, Cadence Leidick, the senior, 11 points on 5 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. That's a lot to ask with the defense she was playing as well, as Coach Massey talked about. 8 points for Abby Davidson. She went out early with a couple of fouls early in the basketball game, had 4 baskets, 3 of those in the second half. She had 8 points, 7 for Abby Lingenfelter, 3 baskets, 1 for 1 from the free throw line. Cadence, as we mentioned, 1 for 2. 5 points for Grace Nelson on a 3 and a 2. 4 points for Alexis Edgerson on a couple of baskets in the first half. 2 for Capri Ferguson on a basket. Soraya Boyd was 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Did a nice job. She came in right off the bat when Abby Davidson got into foul trouble. He brought Soraya Boyd in, used the quickness in there, had a chance, couldn't get a basket to drop, but played a good game here tonight. All right, Streaks 8 for 14 from the line, just the 1 3-pointer in the game. It was LP led by Brooklyn Fischick with 22 points, 4 twos, 4 threes, 2 for 3 from the line. She was the only one in double figures. 9 points for Addison Duttlinger, the sophomore off the bench, a couple of threes, 1 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Genesis Greening on a 3 and a 2 in the first half. 3 for Angela Smajinski on a 3 in the second quarter. 2 apiece for Taylor Martin. And we don't know Doty, her first name, whatever that was. She had a basket, as did Martin. 8 3-pointers for LP. They were 3 for 5 from the free throw line.
Well, 21 turnovers for LaSalle Peru is a big number for them and kind of probably put them in the situation they got in there in the early in the fourth quarter. Streaks only turned the ball over 18 times, so not a bad number for them, all things considered. Streaks out rebounding LP 39-27, so that's a big advantage there. 14-12 on the offensive boards. LP 8 of 23 from inside the arc, 8 of 29 from outside the arc, so they finished 16-52 from the field. Streaks, on the other hand, were 27 of 54 from the field, including 1 of 9 from downtown. Some stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about: Julia Robinson had a rebound, Jennifer Schwartzman had a rebound, Abby Davidson had 3 rebounds, a steal, and 2 blocks to go with her 8 points. Soraya Boyd had 5 rebounds. Abby Lingenfelter, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals to go with her 7 points. Cadence Leidick had 3 rebounds and an assist to go with her 11. 2 rebounds for Addie McLaughlin. 1 steal for Alexis Edgerson to go with her 4. Capri Ferguson, 3 rebounds, 3 assists to go with her 2 points. Grace Nelson, 2 rebounds, an assist, a steal to go with her 5. And Kira, once again, filled up that stat sheet. She had 26 points, but she also had 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 6 steals, and a block.
Wow, 6 steals. That's pretty impressive. All right, Streaks win it here tonight, 63-43, the final score. Our final order of business coming up next. That'll be to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score, 63-43, Streaks win. We'll do that coming up next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Illinois Army National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
You can stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, or weight gain. Join Mark Patrick's seminars this Saturday from 2 to 4 at the Best Western Prairie Inn. No matter how many times you've tried in the past to stop smoking, this program is designed to help you eliminate your desire to smoke without willpower, without cravings, without irritability, without weight gain. This Saturday from 2 to 4 at the Best Western Prairie Inn in Galesburg. Sign up now at galesburg.info, keyword stop smoking.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
63-43, the final score. The Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the I was going to say Sterling Golden Warriors. We're at Sterling. They defeat the LaSalle Peru Cavaliers 63-43, 22-10 now on the year, and move on to a regional championship coming up on Thursday night back here at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse. Our last order of business here tonight to name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, wow, there's so many different ways you could go, so many different things that happened in this game. We talked about the defense on Fischek. Yeah, she had 22 points, worked for every one of those and worked hard, and she was exhausted at the end of the game. You look at Cadence Leidick, who was in double figures on top of the job she did defensively, along with Alexis Edgerson. Abby Lingefelter, 7 points. 12 rebounds, 3 assists, a couple of steals, and kind of not a different role, but getting the ball at the high post, sometimes driving, sometimes dishing. Did a really nice job defensively as well. Abby Davidson got an early foul trouble, then comes back, 8 points, 3 rebounds, a steal, and a block as well. I mean, so many different ways you can go, but this young lady, what a game, and especially second half, and helped the Streaks pull away in this one.
Yeah, we're going to go with Karen Kilgore. The super soft finishes with 26 points, 5 rebounds. She had 6 steals, a block, and 3 assists. 2 of her assists, 4 of her steals, 14 of her points, and 3 of her rebounds all came in that second half where the Streaks pulled away and got the W.
So Kiara Kilgore, the sophomore, our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Autobody, you better call Dave's. All right, well, the first game here tonight, the number 2 seed in this sectional complex, Dixon defeated Sterling 29-21, so the Streaks will play the Dixon Duchesses coming up Thursday night here from Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse. That'll be an earlier game. That will be a 7 o'clock straight hard time tip-off, so that means we'll be on 6:40 with the pregame and a 7 o'clock tip-off, and that'll be on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Gilsburg High boys lose their season finale tonight down at Quincy Final, and that one was 65-57. Well, Eric, good effort by the girls here tonight, and again, did what they had to do, and kind of got the ball moving, got it a little more up tempo, and just a really outstanding job defensively.
Yeah, and I think the big thing is that, and Coach Massey kind of talked about it, and we talked about it in the postgame show. Once they realized how this game was going to be called, I thought that was the difference maker here. You didn't see the girls getting that down on themselves, not getting fouls called. They just realized it was going to be, this is what a foul is. You have to do X, Y, and Z. They played to that level, and that's what you ask for in a team. If the officials are going to let it be physical, then you get physical. If the officials are calling it tight, then you've got to play it tight. So a nice shot by the Streaks. And the other thing I think is, you know, Fischek got him a couple times in that first half and early in the second half, and then they realized, you know, she's not one that's going to shoot for a high percentage moving left and right, and they got her moving left and right and didn't let her just set and shoot.
So Kiara Kilgore, our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game, 26 points, 5 rebounds. What do you have assist-wise? 3?
She had 3 assists, 3 assists, 6 blocks, or 6 steals.
6 steals and a block shot. Yeah. So pretty good effort tonight. All right. So the Streaks win at 63-43. Again, we'll come back Thursday night again from Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse. We'll see the Dixon Duchesses for a regional title. All right, it was an exciting one here tonight. Thanks to our studio engineer, Brian Prescott, for Eric Gibson, Tom Erta saying good night from Sterling.
Thank you for listening to WGIL sports coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on Pure Rock, 92.7 FM, The Laser.